Hello.
Hello, is this Alana?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, is this Alana? Can
this
you hear me? Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion research and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And in this case, what is your race? This is just for statistical purposes.
African American.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
37.
Thank you so much. In this case, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Generally satisfied.
Generally satisfied. Thank you so much. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select one or two options. Improving the economy, in providing affordable childcare, fighting inflation, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, improving K-12 public school education, or standing up the rise in racism and discrimination.
Girl, that was like 30 choices, and I can only pick two.
yeah, the most important for you.
Women's rights and reproductive rights.
Okay, perfect.
And reducing crime.
Reducing crime, perfect. Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I'm staying the same.
Thank you. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wage or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Falling behind.
Falling behind. Thank you. In your opinion, ma'am, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to the economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select one or two. Could be poor life choices and values by some, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, not enough good role models, too many people depending on the government for handouts, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, lack of good-paying job opportunities, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, racism and discrimination, inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Lack of good-paying jobs.
Perfect. Do you have a second one?
No.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate your time. And now, we are almost done here, and I appreciate your opinion. Now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Just please tell me which do you think is the biggest reason. Not enough police officers on the streets, inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many young people not being properly parent and raised, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, prosecutors and elected officials who are not thought enough on crime, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, toxic culture, or too many guns flooding our streets?
Lack of resources for after school care for children. That was one of them. Mentorship, whatever, that's what it was.
Mentoring to keep children okay, perfect. Got
yeah.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools, ma'am?
I don't support it.
You don't support it, okay. Is that a strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you so much. Now, we are in the half of this survey, and I appreciate your time and your opinion. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm, 0 means that you feel very cold, and 50 is neutral. The first one is Barack Obama.
85,
thank you. The gay rights movement.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
85.
Kamala Harris.
75.
Critical race theory or CRT.
0.
The NAACP.
50.
Beyonce.
I'm sorry, say that one again.
Beyonce, the singer.
Oh, 50.
Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, 50.
Donald Trump.
40.
Kevin McCarthy.
50.
Black Lives Matter or BLM.
50.
And the feminist movement.
60.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, switching things up a bit, Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is the major impact, 5 is moderate, and 0 is not impact at all. The first one is the country's economy going into a recession soon. How impact? Well, it will be
5.
Thank you. Affirmative action ending.
5.
Crime and violence in this country.
10.
What is the number? I'm sorry.
10.
10. Thank you. Climate change.
10.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We're almost done here. I appreciate your time. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. Just tell me if you agree or disagree with these policies. Could be strongly or somewhat, okay? The first one is drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. How agree are you with this?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Perfect. Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Somewhat agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government should provide a universal basis income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Somewhat disagree.
Perfect. Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, rather than how they self-identify.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much for that. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Could be mothers giving birth to a child, death or of a family member, mothers adopting a child, fathers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, caring of a family member with a serious health condition, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, or sickness or serious injury.
Am I picking just one or two?
Yeah, you can choose the ones that you prefer. We don't have a number here.
The woman having a child, adopting a child, a man having a child, adopting a child.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And that was one other one.
Could be death of a family member when dealing with a mental health episode or caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
The family member with the serious health condition.
Okay. Thank you so much for that opinion. How often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, okay. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
And car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you very much for that, ma'am. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, so I appreciate your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, okay. Are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner?
No, I'm not married.
Not married. Are you single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single, perfect. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services?
Weekly.
Weekly, perfect. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations, and just tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. CNN. Could be very often, somewhat often, not that often, seldom, or never.
Seldom.
Your local TV news?
Often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Whatever the middle one is.
Could be somewhat often or not that often?
Somewhat often.
Thank you. MSNBC?
Seldomly.
Okay. And Fox News?
Seldomly.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance.
Health insurance paid by my employer.
Okay, perfect. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Me.
You, okay. Will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in your household? Could be under 50%. Under 15,000, from 15 to 30, 30 to 50,000, from 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 150, 150 to 250, or over 250?
50 to 75.
Thank you so much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. and for your opinions. Have a great night, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.